This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step. The DJ played my favorite song. Everybody's getting along. The vibe is right.
Welcome to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, September 7th, 2023. And on today's show, I want y'all to celebrate with me, man. I'm feeling real good. I want to take my own advice and brag on myself a little bit and celebrate the fact that I got two kids going to college. I want to talk to y'all about what that means to me and how that has always been a dream of mine. So without a doubt, let's get it in. Hey, this is your boy, Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The Slackers Talk podcast is available on all your favorite podcast platforms. Choose your favorite podcast platform, go to the Slackers Talk, hit that follow or subscribe button, and that's it. All your work is done. As soon as you hit that follow button, a new episode, a new content of the Slackers Talk podcast will be delivered straight to your device as soon as it becomes available. Now, here's the best part. You can listen to my show live, which I definitely recommend. But it gets even better. Let's say that you're busy that day. The Slackers Talk podcast episodes will be available 24/7. So you can listen to the show later. You can listen to the show the next day. You know, you can listen to 3 episodes a day. You can listen to an entire series on your way to work, on your way to the gym, however you want to do it. So you see, it's simple, easy, and convenient. So what are you waiting for? I see y'all Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You heard? And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town. Now, it is September 7th, our first episode of September 2023, and it's nothing but good vibes, man, here on the Slackers Talk podcast, man. Nothing but good vibes, nothing but good news coming out, you know what I'm saying? We got another great episode, another positive episode for you today, and as always, man, it's a pleasure to be here. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. First things first, man, let's start it off on a positive note. And it's always positive here on the Slackers Talk podcast, man. But let's hit it off, man, with the September birthdays for our Vision for Kids network. And, you know, the list is short for September, man. We got 3 birthdays going, you know, 3 birthdays going on. First, I want to give a shout out to my partner, man, my slash manager, Celeste Howard. She's the one that believed in me, you know what I'm saying? Like, she saw the vision. You know, I gave her my ideas when I told her I wanted to write movies. You know, I gave her, like, you know, some samples of stuff that I had going on, and she was the first one to jump on board, man. You know what I'm saying? We talking about a super talented, you know, just, like, smart, like, knows the in and outs, knows the business, knows the contracts, anybody that need any advice on how to move, the whole management process, marketing, Like, you just name it. Like, anything in life, anything in business. Like, Celeste Howard, you know what I'm saying? She knows, you know, what it takes out here. You know what I'm saying? And her birthday was on the 2nd. You know what I'm saying? I know we didn't have a show on the September 2nd, but I wanted to take time out, you know what I'm saying, to give her a shout out. You know what I mean? She's very much a part of the Slackers Talk podcast. She's very much a part of Division Live Network. And, you know, we're going to do some shows, you know what I'm saying, like coming up real soon, man, real soon. I want to introduce y'all, you know, to her if y'all haven't already. You know what I'm saying? If you're in need of management or anything business, I suggest that, you know, you hit her up. You know what I'm saying? You'll be in good hands. Like I said, you know, if you're looking for somebody that knows the business in and out, she's the go-to. You know what I'm saying? I want to say happy birthday to Celeste. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're part of this. You know, you made all this possible. You was with me from day one. You know what I mean? And we go rock out, man. We go continue doing this thing, man. HSF Entertainment for life. TMF for life. You know what I'm saying? It's the only way I go. You know what I'm saying? It's the only way I know how to move. So, you know what I mean? Happy birthday to our sister Celeste, who's also the co-founder of our Vision for Kids organization. So, you know what I'm saying? So how about that for a back-to-back tape? You know, last month we celebrated, you know, the anniversary of the Vision for Kids organization. Now, the very next month, you know, we celebrating the co-founder, Celeste Howard. You know what I'm saying? So that's a storyline right there in itself. And happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your whole month. That's how we do it here on the Slackers Talk. And I hope to get you on the show real soon. Real soon, man. We gonna do that, man. It's gonna be epic. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday. Also, I want to give a happy birthday shout out to my boy, Rashawn. You know what I'm saying? Who celebrated his birthday on September 3rd. You know what I mean? Like, another one I watched, you know, grow up from day one. Just super proud. A good athlete. A good basketball player. You know what I'm saying? He's one of our alumni. We watched him grow from day one to becoming the man he is today. And we super proud, man. We super proud. You know what I'm saying? Just keep grinding. Keep doing your thing. Also, like, enjoy your month. And we look to continue seeing the growth, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you go do next? You know what I'm saying? Love it, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, my boy Rashawn. And coming up on September 7th, man, happy birthday to my boy Willie. You know what I'm saying? Another alumni, also the brother, you know, also the older brother of Rashawn, you know what I'm saying? He's our alumni, you know what I'm saying? Another one we watched grow from day one. He just recently had a baby, you know, congratulations on that. I know everything is going well. I can't wait to see, like your vision, you know what I'm saying? Like your family vision, you know what I'm saying? I like what I see so far. I can't wait, you know what I'm saying, to the little girl get older, and I just want to see, like, you know what I'm saying, your vision. You know what I'm saying? Willie's super talented, another athlete, you know what I'm saying, hard worker. You know what I'm saying? Just keep grinding, man. All I can say is just keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? We love you right here on the Vision for Kids Network and on the Slackers Talk podcast. Keep doing your thing, man, and the rest will take care of itself, man. Keep grinding. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day coming up. Enjoy this whole month, man. And just keep pushing, man. We love you. And, you know, on a sad note, I wanna say rest in peace to Bray Wyatt and also Terry Funk. If you don't know who that is, you must not be a wrestling fan, man. Terry Funk is a legend. You know what I'm saying? Bray Wyatt was on his way to becoming a legend. You know, we lost two pioneer wrestling entertainers, man, in 1 week, in back-to-back days. You know what I'm saying? Bray Wyatt was 36 years old and is super talented, man. Like you could tell, like, he really he really had what it took, man. You know, entertaining, super entertaining. You know, he wrote his own material. Wrestler, solid, man. He had the whole entire package, man. You know what I'm saying? And sad, you know, that's my boy, man. I love Bray Wyatt, you know what I mean? And I just want to say rest in peace to those guys. And me giving them a shout out is not going to do it any justice. So I want y'all to, like, check me out. I'm going to do it sometime this month. I want y'all to check me out when I go over to the Sports Court Network. And, you know, I do my Slack and Sports podcast over at the Sports Court Network. I'm going to do an entire episode on them too, man. You know what I'm saying? Legends in the business, and they will be missed, man. I'm a big wrestling fan, and I love those dudes, man. Rest in peace, Bray Wyatt. Rest in peace, Terry Funk. Also, you know what I mean? Before we get into our episode and what I got planned for y'all today, the time is here, man. Football season is upon us. Starting tonight, you know what I mean? We got the Detroit Lions versus Kansas City. Kansas City, of course, is the defending champs. And Detroit is an up-and-coming team. You know what I'm saying? They was a surprise team last year. You know what I'm saying? They on the come up. So football season is back, baby. As far as me, all I can say is, you know, tune in Monday night. All eyes is on me. Aaron Rodgers' debut with the Jets. And it's go time, you know. For years, I've been saying, all we need is a quarterback. We finally got one. There's no excuses for me. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. I'm putting my cards on the table. You know, barring injury, I expect to be there. You know what I'm saying? I expect to be there. You know what I mean? It's put up a shut up time, but NFL season is back. Let's get it. Now, let's get into our show today. You know, for all my day one listeners that listen to me weekly here on the Slackers Talk podcast, you know, I do a lot of teaching and a lot of entertaining on my show. It's an interactive show. And one of the things, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody else, I have my sayings. I have my plugs and all that kind of stuff. And I have my things that I say, like, on a weekly basis that I say all the time. Like any other good, you know, podcaster or journalist or, you know, whatever you want to refer to me as. One of the things that I always say and I always talk about, I always tell everybody that they have to take time out for themselves. They have to brag on themselves sometimes. You have to look back. You have to take a time out. You have to look back and you have to reflect on the work that you put in. You know what I'm saying? You have to celebrate yourself, so to speak. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. It's good to be celebrated by other people too. You know what I'm saying? In all actuality, it's better. It probably feels better if you're celebrated by other people, because it shows that you're respected by your peers. It shows that other people are watching. And everybody see the growth, the development. They see, you know, they saw it from the time you got started to now. You know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. You know, it's great to be celebrated by other people, you know, as well. But in order to get that, you have to celebrate yourself first. You have to brag on yourself. You have to give yourself props. You have to give yourself recognition. And that's what this is about for me here today. And to be more specific, it's official. This weekend, it will be official. Jason Slack, your boy Jason Slack, host of the Slackers Talk podcast, will officially have not one, but two kids going to college. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. Not one, but two kids going to college. Now, I want to talk to y'all about why that's a big deal and why that's big to me. It's big to me because all the way back when I was like 17, you know, 18, I say from 17 to 21, you know, from that range. At that point in time, I didn't have any kids at that point. But, you know, me being the visionary that I am, always thinking and always coming up with ideas and always gathering my thoughts, I always said to myself, if I ever was to have kids, I would want them to be better than me. I want them to do better than I did. I want them to have more than I did. I want them to accomplish more than I did. I want them to be better than me in every way of life. And the reason for that, right? The reason for that, it's another thing that, you know, I say almost all the time. It feels good when you create success. It feels good when you create something that's successful. It don't always necessarily have to be a business. It could be a person too. You know what I'm saying? Now, while I'm on the subject, I want to give you an example of that. A lot of people, you know, they crack jokes about Dame Dash, right? You don't know who Dame Dash is, you know what I'm saying? He's a co-founder of Rockefeller Records. Him, Kareem Big Burks, and Jay-Z. All three were execs at Rockefeller Records at one point, right? You know the story. If you are a fan of rap, you know the story. Jay-Z left, and everybody went their separate ways, and Dame Dash kind of, in some people's minds, took a step down. You know what I'm saying? In a lot of people's minds, right? And, you know, a lot of people don't hold his name in the same respect as they did when him and Jay-Z was working together. And I can see why, to an extent, because he lost Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z was the guy at Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? So anytime you lose the guy, you're not going to understand why people are less optimistic about you. You know what I'm saying? But the interesting fact that I want to bring up is the thing that can't nobody take away from Dame is he created or helped create two billionaires. One being Jay-Z and the other being Kanye West. As an executive or a manager, isn't that the goal? How many people can say that? He created two billionaires. You know what I mean? I say that to say, I created two college kids. You like how I did that? And like Dame, because I didn't get the opportunity to go to college, I created two kids that did something that I didn't do. And that was always my goal. So today, I want to brag and talk about accomplishing my goal. Now, what I mean by, like, brag, it's not to, like, down anybody else or anything like that. It's just to celebrate me, which everybody, you know, should do, right? Now, this is a teaching moment. This is the teaching part of the episode. You know, in every episode, I like to drop, you know, at least one gem on y'all. Regardless of whether we're talking about entertainment or whatever we're talking about, it's a lesson to be learned in it. And here, I'm about to drop a gem on y'all. You know why, if you were a parent, if you were an executive, or if you were a manager or of any sort, you know why your best strategy should be to create, or should I say, you can say create, or your best strategy should be to have everybody around you become bigger than you. Now, you might hear that, you might say, man, that's crazy, man. Like, what you mean bigger than you? Like, you don't care about yourself? Like, why you want less than everybody? Like, you got low self-esteem or something? Like, why you want to take less, right? Ah, there's a catch. There's a catch to it. There's a catch to it, right? The reason why you create nothing, your goal should be to create nothing but big winners around you, it's because you don't know what tomorrow brings. And what I mean by you don't know what tomorrow brings, let's say something happens. You know what I'm saying? We all not promised anything, right? Let's say something happens, right? Let's say your fortunes change for some reason, right? Your fortunes change, so you're no longer a billionaire. You're just a millionaire now, or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Let's take it to the top. Well, if you took a fall, fortunately for you, you got nothing but big people around you that already has more than you have, right? What are the odds of everybody falling at the same time? One person could fall, but what are the odds of everybody falling? It's kind of like slim to none, right? That'll be crazy, right? So if you had a team that you built up to be billionaires and the biggest that they can be, right? Guess what? All those people that you helped and your entire team, they realized that. Yo, this dude Jay, he never did nothing like out of the way to us. Like, he always made sure we had more than he had. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude, like, put us first. And they're going to love you for that. If you got a team and you surrounded by real people and you build them up like that, they're going to recognize that. They're going to already know that. They're going to be so grateful to you that they're going to want to include you in everything that they got going on. Or at least most of it. It's going to be their dream. It's going to be their goal to make sure you don't fall because of what you did for them. You see what I'm saying? But if you went into it with the attitude of me first, you might have rubbed them the wrong way. Now it's like, they might say, oh, that's good for him. Or let's see what he do now. It might not be that same love. It's a possibility that that same love might not be there if you had the me first attitude. But if you did nothing but build your team to be better, they go love you for that, man. And guess what? They go make sure that you don't ever fall. You know what I'm saying? They go want you included in everything that you do, that they do. Because they know that you got their best interest at heart. And in this situation with my kids, I treat things the same way. Now, you probably, it's something to think about. You probably can't incorporate all business into family, but you can take a lot from it. And the situation with my kids is no different. I have an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old. So my daughter's a sophomore. And my son, he'll be starting this weekend. You know what I mean? It's his first year in college. So God has blessed me to be able to go back-to-back as far as college. And the reason why I went out my way, I go out my way to make sure that they're better, and I have been doing so ever since they've been born. And believe me, it's going to be hard. It's real hard, man. It's not easy at all. You know what I'm saying? There were certain nights where, man, you know, I didn't feel like going to play basketball with my son, man. There's certain days where after work, oh, man, I thought I was chilling, man. You know, he got basketball practice. So I had to do this, man. I had to fight. I had to grind. My daughter had cheerleading practice, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, I got to do that. And so many things in the middle of, like, you know, doing your podcast and doing all the other businesses I got going on and stuff like that. And, you know, it hurt. And you get tired sometimes. But then, a couple of days later or a couple of hours later, I look back and I say, man, you know, I'm glad I did that. Because when they get older and they become billionaires, or when they have their own business and stuff like that, they're gonna say the same exact thing that I just said about, you know, Dame Dash and business. Yo, my pops took me everywhere, man. All the basketball practice, man, all the shows I had, all the money was spent. You know what I'm saying? The times that he was tired and he had to drive here out of town, he had to do this. He did it. He had things that he had to do, and he canceled them for me. You know what I'm saying? And I did all that so I could do this podcast today. So I could talk about this episode today. You know what I'm saying? And it's all worth it. It's all worth it. You have to grind, you have to fight, you have to keep positive, and you have to talk and speak stuff into existence. So now when they become millionaires and billionaires and they reach a status that I never reached, guess what? I'm taken care of now. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to want to include me in the stuff that they got going on. And I already see, like evidence of that. You know what I'm saying? They have already, like, started, like, little businesses and stuff like that and include me in it and make sure I have a role. I'm already seeing the evidence of it. It'll make you feel good to have this kind of mentality, man, to, like, build everybody up around you and want everybody around you to be better. Now, on another side of that, there's another side of that. Going back to, just in case you thought it was crazy that I said I want everybody to be better than me, right? There's another side of that. Now, when I say that I wanted them to be better than me, right? You probably assume that I'm bad off, or I'm in a bad place, or I'm not where I want to be, or things ain't work out for me. Nah, that's not the case. It's not the case. I'm so confident in my ability, and I love my businesses, I love my business partners, I love my shows, I love my ideas, and I love myself. And I feel confident in my success so much that it could just be, and especially it is with me anyway, that I'm glad and I'm happy in the space that I'm in. Like, I'm living my story. You know what I'm saying? I'm living my story. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever your story is, that story was made for you. So if it was only meant for me to have 3 million, that's what I got. If my kids got 3 billion, that's what they got. That's their story. But I'm happy with my success. My 3 million works for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not a bad situation for me at all. Like, I love my podcast. I love my followers. I love my listeners. I love how things going. And if they go on to make businesses and do great things, and it becomes bigger than this, I'm happy about that too. Guess what? I help with that too. So you get the best of both worlds, man. You know what I'm saying? When you build people up and you build situations up, you can't do nothing but win. You can't do nothing but win. All the way around the table. But if you go into it with a me first, it might not. It's a possibility that it might not work out the way you want to work. You know what I'm saying? So just keep that in mind. And what I want to brag about and what I want to talk about is my man, head coach of the Jets, Robert Saleh, said this the best. And that's why I love him as a head coach, man. He's a player's coach. He's down to earth, man. He's that dude, man. Like, Saleh's that guy, man. Y'all need to check him out, man. He said, if you don't have haters, you're not popping. And that's true. That's very true. That's very true. I want to tell y'all a story. You know what I'm saying? And notice I haven't really gotten into my kids' point of view because I talk about them all the time. You know what I'm saying? My son is a part of Dream Elite. You know what I'm saying? Aaliyah's doing her thing. Y'all know how that go. I'm talking about the camaraderie and everything around it, around the situation. You know what I mean? And I'm going to get them on the show too. They're going to be back on the show. They both appeared, make appearances on the show already, and they'll be back. We'll get more in depth into it. And I want you to hear their story from them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do it any justice. But I want to tell you a story real quick. You know what I'm saying? Getting back to, you know, Robert Saleh and how if you don't have haters, you're not popping. I got a family member. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say his name because that's doing him a favor. You know how you look at somebody, or somebody, excuse me, I should say, somebody looks at you like you're not on their level, and they talk down to you, and, you know, they've been taught by their parents that you don't have an education, and you're not this, and you're not that, and their parents told them not to mess with you, and yada, 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 and that's what they did. You know, they treat you like that. They talk to you like that, right? Well, I got a family member that used to, like, he used to kind of talk to me like, I don't know how to speak English. Like, I never went to school and that kind of thing. So, classic example, like, yeah, I could have cracked him in the head with a bottle and, you know, did some things to him and stuff like that. But even better than that, you know what you do? You make him look stupid. You know what I'm saying? You just make him look stupid. I mean, I can go toe-to-toe with him and argue with him. You know what I'm saying? But how stupid am I? I got 2 kids going to college. Who you think helped with the homework, dude? You know what I'm saying? Who you think did that? I made it so he can't be around me. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not too good not to listen or hear the hating, You know what I'm saying? I'm not too good not to hear it, but I'm too good to let you think that that's me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm too good to allow you to feel like what you're saying is true or what you're saying could bother me. You see what I'm saying? I have college kids that ask me for help with essays because of my writing background. You know what I'm saying? I write movies and stuff. You see what I'm saying? I have people come up to me and saying that, man, you know, a lot of people try to do music, man, but I don't know too many people that write 2-hour movies, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a different level. It's all it is hating. You know what I'm saying? And this podcast is dedicated to him, man. It's dedicated to him. Because I'm going to do what I do anyway. But it's people like him that keep that fire inside of me lit. And, you know, it's not going to feel good to you at the time. Because you're not, you know, it's the delivery. It's the way they saying it. They might be saying it in a derogatory way or trying to get you to fight them or, you know, whatever the situation is. But you need people like that to keep the fire lit. You know what I'm saying? I'm living the dream right now, man. You know what I'm saying? 2 kids going to college, trying to start businesses and stuff like that. I got over 15 kids on my Dream Elite roster that went on to the next level that's also in college. This is just a dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first started this is what I do it for. This is what I did it for. To have everybody around me better than me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my son is going to play ball. I used to play ball. I didn't make it to be able to receive offers from college. So I made sure he did. You see what I'm saying? The dream never stops. The dream never stops, man. You got to keep the wheel spinning, man. You got to keep everything going. You know what I mean? You need those haters to keep the fire lit. And to my son that's going to college to play ball, you just don't know, man. Like, this is a dream. This is something that, you know, I wanted to do. And because you're doing it, I'm doing it. I'm living it. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it come to life. You see what I'm saying? I see it coming to life. I want you to, you know, just take full advantage of this opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You have a basketball gym that's available to you all day and night. That's a basketball player's dream. That's a dream. Man, you know, you can eat, sleep, and live there, man. You love it. Anything that you love, and this is for everybody out there, you love it, practice it. Hone your skills, man. Always add something to the craft every single day. Never get placing. You know what I'm saying? Go down there. You know what I'm saying? Meet your teammates. Live in the gym. You know, meet new people. Take care of your business. In the process of taking care of your business, make sure you have fun. You understand what I'm saying? You have to have fun because in order for you to be successful, you have to be comfortable in your surroundings. You have to like the environment that you're in. You have to like the people that you're around. You know, that's how you stay motivated. That's how you continue to make progress. You know what I'm saying? And I just can't wait to see, you know, what you do next. What's the next level? You know what I'm saying? Because this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. Me, I'm living the dream. I got my podcast. I got the best listeners in the world. Hands down, the best listeners in the world. I got 2 kids in college. I got 15 members of my AAU team all playing college ball at the next level. I'm living my dream. To my kids, Aaliyah and Jason, I just want to continue watching y'all live yours. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. I advise all of y'all, man, keep living your dreams. Keep building and making everybody around you a success so you won't fall. And in the process, you'll be able to stay on top. As always, thank y'all for rocking with me. And we'll talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.